You're a very beautiful slave.
Oh, did I startle you?
Not expecting to find me here.
And that's odd, considering this is my bedchamber. Don't look so distressed, girl. Sometimes I use my conjurer when I create my spells. Sometimes I use my library. Sometimes my dungeon. And sometimes, say when I'm perfecting my arousal spell, I use my bedchamber. That's why the sheets and pillows are scattered all over the floor. My test subjects can be quite vigorous. You must be new to my tower. I don't notice someone as delicious as you before this. You've been sent to clean up. And then be about it. But first, let me help you out with this cumbersome rope. A body like yours shouldn't be hidden beneath such shapeless linens. If it makes you feel more comfortable, I can make my gown vanish too. There. Both gone. Am I not flawless? Oh, you blush. It makes you even lovelier. But what is it that you clutch at? There, at your throat. An amulet. Show it to me. A shaped shard of glass. No, girl, keep it. A simple peasant bubble is no concern to me. I'm a sorceress, not some superstitious book witch. Where did my captains capture you? On the road to the village? Oh, the village is such a backwater. What brings someone as exotic as you to such a dreary place? Searching for someone. A young man. A lover. What a figure boy must have been to go off and leave you. He came here looking to make his fortune, fickle and foolish, if you thought you could find it here. You intrigue me, girl. The last young man to come through these territories was a rogue, a thief. He wasn't searching for his fortune, he was trying to steal mine. Look at how the color drains from your face. Is he the one you seek? Don't lie to me. I can't be merciful if you lie to me. It was him. Poor boy. He was clever. Just not clever enough. What did I do to him? Shush, I caused him no pain. Quite the opposite. I simply played a game with him. A game I often play with myself. Would you like to know what it was? Who would you like to play? No.
disappointed. A woman who leaves her home to travel the wilds in search of her thieving lover. I thought that spoke of a more adventurous heart. I suppose you could insist. You are my property now, after all. But it would be more fun if you wanted to play. If you win our game, you may have your boy back. Yes, of course. He's still alive. Why would I cast him beyond my reach by killing him? I'm not the kind of woman who would deny herself long nights of pleasure for the simple thrill of revenge. He lives, in a manner of speaking. So if you love him, will you play? Clutch that bauble all you want, girl. You have to make the choice. Yes? Yes, excellent. The game is a test of control, a measure of will over witchcraft. All you have to do is not come. A simple act of will. But here's the devilish part. The witchcraft, two simple spells. I'm gonna cast my arousal spell like this. And my serpent spell like that. Now we'll see how. Wait. What? My silk sheet. I should have called around your feet, not mine. I can't pull my feet. My feet are knotted tight together by the cloth. Did you have some kind of reversal spell cast upon you? You knew your thief had targeted my tower. You came prepared. Not that it would do you any good. Yes, the silk is wrapping around my ankles. Every time I move, the spell makes it. We'll make it slither up higher. Squeeze me tighter. And the arousal spell is cast. I can feel it working on me. Increasing the sensitivity of my skin. Making the touch of the cloth. God is so deliciously maddening. But don't look triumphant, girl. I told you, I play this game with myself all the time. The spell that trapped your lover, that left him permanently bound. Perpetually aroused. The one that would have wrapped around you like a fly in the web of endless yearning. I've crafted that spell to break the very instant I come. So run, girl. Run, girl. Because when I get free, it won't be magic I use on you. It will be slow, pierced blades and hooks. The cloth is up around my knees. And this bill arousal is making it hard to think clearly. I need to come to break the spell. My cunt is so wet. Insert my fingers. I insert myself. Oh, that feels so good. So good. Good. Still here, girl. I am braver than I thought. Oh, is this exciting you? Your face, the way you squirm, you look as aroused as I am. Your nipples look hard as diamonds. Come here. If you dare, let me suck on them. No. Why not? The silk is gold around my thighs. I'm helpless. Helpless. Goddess, I'm helpless. I'm so close to coming. To being free. I must have pushed myself over the edge and get a finger. Oh, fingers. Oh, in my ass. Oh, it's like rubbing around my hips. My hands are trapped. Oh, but I can keep myself, girl, my cunt, my ass, my fingers driving and driving. I'm close, but I can't. Why can't I push myself over the edge? I can't get free if I can't come. Look. Oh, look how aroused you are. You'd think it was you and this delicious tightening trap. You'd think I had my hands inside you. Thrusting like. Wait. Oh. Wait. When I thrust my fingers, you moaned. If I press my other finger deep inside my ass, you. You gasp, squirm. Rock your hips. It's like. Like you can feel my touch. Can you? Can you feel my thumb? Touching your soul spot. Rubbing. Oh, your breath hitches. You can feel me. Somehow you're feeling. No, not just feeling. You're stealing my arousal.
But I can't come if you do that. I can't climax. And if I can't climax, I can't get free. How are you? That amulet around your neck. It's no cheap peasant bubble. What is it? Tell me. Damn you, tell me. Goblin glass? That's impossible. Goblin glass is rare. What did you? Of course. Stolen. Your lover, the thief. He took it from you. Some careless wizard, preening noble, and gave it to you. Do you know what the glass does? It's not some simple reversal spell. It's made as mirror mates. The second I cast my spell, we were bounded through the magic. We became reflections of each other. All that I try to feel, you experience. All that arouses you is visited upon me. Oh, goddess. Oh, this silk is wrapping around my belly. If I can't come, I can't escape. I must know. Oh, the arousal spell, the touch, it's making me want to just push my fingers. No, silk squirms tight, higher, wraps closer, be still. Someone will check up on us, girl. Just stay motionless until they do, and then I'll rip the amulet from your throat, and all the pleasure I'll have with you is my dungeon. Wait, what are you doing? Touching yourself? have my struggles aroused you that much, stupid girl? You can't kill me, you only make me. Oh, goodness, no. I can feel your touch is making me squirm. And but with each move, the silk is climbing higher, squeezing my ribs. Stop! Damn you! Don't touch my tits. Oh, goodness. Oh, I'm gonna go. I'm going to. Please, don't stop, please. Please let me come. I'll release you. Give you a safe passage. Just, please. Please let me come. Oh, you bitch. You monster. This silk is wrapping around my shoulders. I'm stuck. Snared. I can't move. I can't move. What are you doing? Laying me back on my bed. Oh, the touch of your hands.
Mad if you don't. You can have your you can have your lover boy, your lover, your thief. Go through the door far to the side of the room. You'll find him there, wrapped tight in silk, but hard for you. He has a magnificent cock. Oh, you can sing down on it and fuck yourself. Fuck until I come, please, please. Oh, the silk is tightening around my neck. Oh, I'm wrapped from toe to throat. Oh, I have to get out. Oh, I have to get free. Do you know what you're doing, girl? Do you know what it means for you? You'll never be able to take that amulet off. If you do, you'll break the bond between us and I'll be free. And you'll never ever be able to come unless it's through my touch. You'll never be able to pleasure yourself. Never ride a cock till it's wet, driving. And if you do that, I'll be the one who comes in this serpent spell. Oh, the circle spell will break. Is that what you want, girl? Is that the price you're willing to pay for revenge? A lifetime of empty, aching chastity? Is your boy worth that? Is any man worth that? No, don't. Oh, the silk is rubbing up my throat. Not my throat, please. Please, girl. I can make you rich. I can make you powerful, feared. What do you want? You must want something. What kind of woman are you? The kind who will deny herself long nights of pleasure. If this symbol thrill of revenge, you bitch, you cunt. No, no, don't touch yourself. Oh, if you do that, I can't stay still. The silk is covering. Oh,